Spotlight on Sharing, Colorado Libraries Go Outside the Lines 2016. Libraries around the world will be participating in Outside the Lines, or OTL, during the week of September 11th through 17th, 2016. Born from the ideals of the R-Squared Conference, creativity, customer curiosity, culture, community, and creative spaces, Outside the Lines challenges libraries to shift public perception by showing, rather than telling, how they have evolved. Outside the Lines was started right here in Colorado by AnyThink Libraries in collaboration with several Colorado library marketers and directors. And since it began in 2014, participation has grown to over 250 organizations around the world. See the full list of participants. Many Colorado libraries are part of the event, each connecting with their community in a unique way. The interactive map below shows participating Colorado libraries with links to their OTL activities if known. Don't see your library's OTL activities? Email Amy Hitchner, ahitchner@coloradovirtuallibrary.org, to add it. You can also share your activities on social media using the official hashtag GetOTL. View Outside the Lines events in Colorado 2016 in a full screen map. AnyThink Libraries is hosting 7 community block parties between September 11th and 18th. They want to meet their community outside the walls of their library and build relationships through fun, food, and activities. There's even a horse-drawn wagon ride. Visit their website for a detailed list of block parties. Colorado State Library is holding a social media campaign to promote the recently launched Check Out State Parks program. From September 1st through 19th, post a selfie or pic of your library card at a state park and tag it with Check Out Colorado. State Parks and Wildlife will randomly select a winner. Prizes will be announced September 20th. Denver Public Library is celebrating OTL all month long with an impressive array of activities designed to encourage patrons to get to know their community. Around Denver features dozens of activities and discounts, all in collaboration with local breweries, restaurants, ice cream parlors, bakeries, bicycle shops, and more. Visit the Around Denver website for the extensive list of options. Vail families have several opportunities to participate in OTL. The library will be hosting parent and kids yoga sessions at local childcare centers. There will also be a scavenger hunt and pizza party on September 17th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. in partnership with Buddy Mentors, Vail Recreation District, and Blue Moose Pizza. Visit their website for details. Adult coloring and crafting are engaging and creative activities. Grand County Library District is celebrating OTL with coloring and creating stations for patrons. Louisville Public Library is designing an interactive, multimedia installation using artwork created by their patrons. From September 12th through 14th, patrons can create 6x6-inch pieces of artwork at several locations. Then the artwork will be part of an interactive pathway that will feature musical sounds when walked upon. The installation will be up from September 15th through 17th. Details are on the library's website. The Newcastle Branch Library is taking part in the town's annual Burning Mountain Festival, September 9th and 10th, by providing storytelling for all ages. Part scavenger hunt, part social media campaign, and all outside the lines, the Estes Valley Library is hiding 10 books a day around the community from September 11th through 17th. Find them using clues posted on Facebook, Instagram, and in local newspapers. Post a picture on social media tagged with GetOTL, then head to the library to claim your prize. The library encourages patrons to return the books to any of their little free libraries. Read the details on the library's website. Meet the Brewers of Douglas County. Visit at least 5 of the breweries listed on the Douglas County Library's website to earn a free pint glass. The library is hosting other beer-centric events, too. Berthoud Community Library District is holding a Know Your Community Challenge. Visit a participating business, snap a picture with their Know Your Community poster, then post the pic to that business's Facebook page. Don't forget to tag Berthoud Community Library. Visit at least 5 different businesses to be entered into the drawing for a prize. Read more on the library's website. On September 8th, the Delta County Libraries will have a booth at the Downtown Delta Fest in partnership with Seabees Tavern for Words on Tap trivia, music, and prizes. On September 17th, the library is hosting its third annual Tomato Fest in Hotchkiss, Colorado, that will feature tomato taste testing, tomato poetry readings, a seed-saving demo, a tomato-themed fashion show, and various tomato contests. More information is on the library's Facebook page. Dolores Public Library is hosting an outdoor bash on Saturday, September 17th from 1 to 4 p.m., featuring free food, live music, and prize giveaways. The library will also be open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., so you can pop in and see what's new. Visit the library's website for details. Pikes Peak Library District is sponsoring lots of fun and unique activities around town from September 11th through 18th, many in partnership with local businesses and organizations. See the full list of events on their website. Pine River Library's Outside the Lines started in June with the first of three block parties that each drew over 500 people on Main Street. During Outside the Lines Week, their friends donated over 200 books, their teens wrapped them and created designs on the paper, and staff and friends will be leaving them with love messages randomly on cars throughout the Southwest. If folks bring the message to the library, a local bakery will give them a cookie. On September 16th, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., the Loveland Library will be holding Oh Heck Yeah, an immersive street arcade in the library parking lot. They will have a band, beer, food trucks, and giant video games for people to play. Miss Deborah from John C. Fremont Library will be holding a story time at Florence Farmers Market this Thursday, September 15th. Visit the library's Facebook page for details. This post is part of the Spotlight on Sharing initiative, which aims to increase the visibility of resource sharing happening in Colorado's libraries. How is your library participating in Outside the Lines 2016? Email Amy Hitchner, ahitchner@coloradovirtuallibrary.org, and share it on Twitter using the hashtag GetOTL.